We ask kids what...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of the Laura Ingram Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Oh, it's in a paper!
The Laura Ingram Show.
Melania Trump is First Lady, which means she is in charge of decorating the White House for Christmas. Now, you may remember last year's holiday decor. It was less chestnuts roasting on an open fire and more frozen nightmare forest in the East Colonnade. Well, the White House revealed this year's decorations, and it's a lot like last year, only a bit more murdery.
Is that it?
Is that all we have here?
Okay. So it's murdery. So we need Michelle Obama and Barack Obama getting the accolades for all their Christmas decorations. Didn't they get rid of certain things, like certain traditional things? And then there were some complaints from...
Yes, there was talk at the time that they were jettisoning some things, including the nativity, which I think did make a reappearance later in the Obama years. But Melania Trump's decorations, to my eye, and I've been to a lot of White Houses, SFU, during this season. It looks a lot like it always looks. It's glittery and elegant, and the hallways are festooned with pretty bows.
Please don't
and
use the word
trees.
Festooned.
Well, it's that kind of. It's the season to use festooned,
oh,
no, isn't
I
it?
I hate these pretentious little festoons.
Well, it's festooned.
The garland is. Oh, we're not operating in Dickens' Christmas, please.
Well, we're trying. We're trying to get past Stephen King and murdery, okay? I mean, the very idea that berry trees, which you can see in almost any hotel in America, you know, trees of red berries, that's a Christmas color,
yeah, that's very
green
pretty. Red is Christmas.
And red. I mean,
last year they got a complaint because it was all white. Remember last year?
Right.
Can you hear that sound, please? Last year? Last year's complaints about Melania's trees, like what did they call it?
Spooky. It was a spooky,
yeah.
Wintry forest.
It was a wintry, ghosty forest.
So now she puts red trees in, and they're complaining. I was just at Saks Fifth Avenue in New York. They have red windows just this color, this berry red. I don't remember any review saying, look at the murdery, bloody, blood-stained, Stephen King-like windows at Saks. Nobody says that.
This is what the East Colonnade looks like today. The White House says these are topiary trees. Others are calling it the murder forest.
Others? Who are others? The people in the MSNBC production meeting?
He and his staff.
The murder forest.
I mean, this could not be a more traditional-looking tree. It looks exactly like the tree. You know, I'm looking at the one in the blue room. It's a big, fat, green tree. Pardon the word, Laura, festooned with gold and green accents. It's a beautiful tree. It looks just like the tree Melania Trump had up. It looks just like the tree Laura Bush put up. It looks no different to my eyes.
They're just talking about the entrance.
That's in the basement of the White House for you to get in. Who cares? But yeah, let's look at that. Okay, let's talk about it. It's a row of red trees that everybody has to pass through. So what? To my eye, it looks perfectly. In fact, it pops in the white room.
It is very pretty, I've got to say.
It's a green carpet or green floor with the red trees.
You know what I raised the possibility last night on the Ingram angle that next year the Trump should really bring back a dangerous Christmas. Well, I mean, a dangerous array of Christmas decorations with the old white hot bulbs that literally would light trees on fire there, but they were beautiful. You know the ones I'm talking about, the old kind?
And the aluminum trees that cut you if you get too close?
Yeah, the aluminum trees were like, those were like a toxic waste dump. But I'm talking about the big bulbs. My friends call them the big old Italian light bulbs, those hot
things.
The
Charlie Brown lights.
Oh, yeah. The big ones. I want to bring back that with... And my mother, I kid you not, my mother, God rest her soul, said that during the Depression, they had real candles on their trees. They used to actually direct decorate trees, of course, with real candles.
Yeah, back in the Dickens day, that's how they illuminated
everything. And she said it was so beautiful. And she said we did have a few mishaps. Well, they had no money, so it was a tiny little tree. But she said that was really pretty. But then... Then it was all the rage to have the big colored bulbs. So I think we should really drive them crazy and go. And we should scour the internet now for the old bulbs from the 60s and 70s, and then send them all to the White House and really, you know. And then they'll say they want to turn the clock back on decorations.
Non-biodegradable decorations.
Yeah, they want to bring toxicity. The Love Canal meets Christmas. Yeah, this is what they'll say, but we should really start gathering those old ornaments up and the old lighting and the old icicles. Remember the icicles and the angel hair that people would put on trees? That stuff is all, that cuts you up.
No, that hurts.
Let's listen.
For Christmas alone, we're going to have more than 90,000 people come through these doors.
How many hands do you shake at Christmas time?
Oh, thousands, thousands, thousands.
Show me how you do it without getting a...
You know me. Yeah. This is usually...
But I know, I love that, but you can't do that with everyone.
I do a lot of hugs. I almost do...
No, they want. Joking. Let's hear about the Christmas tree, though. They went into the Christmas tree.
And then in the center of the White House, the Blue Room, with the official White House tree.
This is the Joining Forces tree. It's the main tree here, the biggest tree.
How beautiful.
And then there's more. Yeah, there's more. They went on and on about the tree.
In fact, Bo is the only one on the White House Christmas card this year, and his paw print is alongside the First Family's signatures. What is Bo getting for Christmas?
Oh, Bo, well, since he's right there, let's talk quietly
okay. So
that he doesn't know. I think he's going to get a couple of more plush toys. But don't tell him.
I wouldn't say a word.
Oh, no. I get enraged just listening to these old interviews. This is taking me back to the Obama diaries, Raymond. This is taking me back to the, well, tell me how you feel at Christmas. Meanwhile, with Melania, it will be, isn't your husband disgusting, and how could you countenance his behavior on a daily basis? And let me talk about the tree.
Does that row of red trees really represent all the families separated at the border, the bloody separations?
And Melania, the manger scene. Let's talk about the first migrants. In other words, you would put baby Jesus in a separate manger from his mother. Can you imagine what they would say to poor Melania?
Well, these are like the people, if you go to California or certain parts of the country, they actually have nativities in cages. They put them on their lawn in cages.
Because people rip them apart.
No.
Oh, no, they're trying to do the
process. It's to show that, right, that like the immigrants, the first Holy Family are imprisoned.
Well, you made made a point to me last night about the Roman citizenship. The people who trot out these selective verses of the Bible to justify open borders is just ludicrous.
Well, I mean, the Bible is littered with references to borders. I am giving you a new land. We will break up this land to among the 12 tribes. So there was always borders. And if you talk about the Holy Family, remember, they lived in Roman-occupied territory, which is why they had to travel, because Herod instituted a census. Mm-hmm. And they had to go to their home city and register. Now, why were they being registered, do you think? So that Rome could get a track on who's in the country and who belongs to us and where do they reside now. And so when people say...
Their census.
Right. And then when people say, well, the Holy Family, they traveled to Egypt. They did travel to Egypt, but they moved as members of people, as people living under Roman occupation and in Roman territory. So they traveled in some ways with the protection of Rome. And then they entered Egypt, not as Egyptians, not as immediate Egyptians. They went as people living in Judea under Roman occupation.
Yeah, I think we need to, we touched on this last night on the Ingram angle. But I actually think we need to do a longer segment on this because I'm getting a little tired of these various members of the so-called clergy throwing out their, you know, and well, they get a lot of money. Let's face it, a lot of people are getting a lot of money from the refugee and resettlement, and you take away the money. Well, I'm offended. I had a guy last night was like, I'm offended that you would say money has anything to do with it. Like, go take away the money. Just do it out of the goodness of your heart. Isn't that what charity is supposed to be? It hurts you personally to do it.
Well, the church should, the monies for the church and the charity shown by the church should be a reflection of the members, not a reflection of the federal government contracting with the church to perform some act of charity, like this refugee and migration resettlement stuff. I mean, the Catholic Church, the Lutherans, they're making like $100 million a year. $100 million. Resettling refugees, and they get paid by the number of refugees they settle.
By the head.
Yeah, so this is not, you know, I think a lot of Catholics look at that and go, wait a minute, is that what we're called to do? Or are we called to do the charity? You see, it's not about doing blind charity. It's about saving your own soul and helping another. That act of charity is what we're called to feed and clothe and help the people who are in difficult situations. But that doesn't mean the government should just throw open the borders and allow anybody who wants to come in and treat them as citizens. That's a different role. The state has one role. The citizens have another. And we have to be loving and open and charitable. But that doesn't mean we should just wave law away. That's not God's way. It's certainly not part of the Bible.
No, we have a lot to get to on the Laura Ingram Show. We're going to talk to Joe DeGeneva, who is always insightful.
Is he decorating this year at the White House?
He's insightful and hilarious.
He's not part of the decorating team at the White House.
Well,
we'll have to ask
him. There's bottles of Dew or Scotch.
All right. Maybe that's what's lining the mantle.
That's what Joe, and I'll put the Hendrix up, and he'll put the Scotch.
All right, well, that's what they mean by be best.
Yeah. The best brand. Top
best
shelf.
Brand.
None of the generic stuff. The top shelf. Top shelf. All right. 855-40-LAURA. We have a lot to get to. We're going to talk to Joe DeGeneva. Roger Stone's going to join us. Craig Shirley is going to join us. We had Trump yesterday. Or in this interview with in the Bossy book, I guess, where he said if the media were fair, they would say that I'm blowing away Reagan. My record's blowing Reagan's away or something like that. Well, I know Craig probably has something to say about that. It was taken out of context a little bit. We'll get Raymond to narrate this misbehaving little boy with the Pope video, which is... He reminds me of the Giuliani son during the Giuliani inauguration when he was mayor of New York. Remember when he was inaugurated and his son, who's now like 30, was like mugging at the camera and he was totally misbehaving? So we'll talk about that. It's actually posted. It just happened this morning in Rome. So we'll talk about it at the Vatican.
Wednesday audience.
Yeah, Wednesday audience.
The boy's mother briefly spoke to the Pope and she tried to pull the child away, saying that he was mute. Oh, poor thing.
Oh.
And Pope Francis told her, let him carry on playing. So I guess he ran around and was like playing with the Swiss Guard's
That's
outfit and
funny.
The Hall of Bread.
Will you move? Will you move? Will you move? The Swiss Guard? Will you make a face? It's like playing at... Buckingham Palace with the, what are they called? The Queen's Guard.
The Beefeaters.
Yeah, the Beefeaters. Do you call them Beefeaters?
I don't know what you call them. You call them Beefeaters.
Like, back to gin.
Well, I'm going.
Back to gin.
I'm trying to. I'm giving you the British pronunciation. The Beefeaters. The Beefeaters.
Oh, okay. You're listening to the law.
It's
oh
like saints or sins.
By the way, I think, you know, my producer's like, we got all this political news, but I'm telling you, here's what people want to talk about. Okay? Here's what. White lights on your tree or multicolored lights on your tree? White lights or multi? Now, the multicolored could represent the need for more diversity in the United States. The white lights are part of the white patriarchy in the United States. So the white twinklies, you think those are more elegant? Oh, no, no, no. You got to go for the blinking, colorful. I hate the blinkers. I can't stand trees that blink. They make me dizzy. And I'm a white light person. Okay, I like the white lights. But when you look at the trees in the distance, it's hard to see the colors, really, from a distance. The white lights are just tend to pop a little bit more, in my view. But I don't mind the little trees with the multicolored lights, but the big tree for our. But I have lots of friends who say, no, you have to have the multicolored lights. But I guess when you're a kid, you like the multicolored lights because it's more like candy. Like, it looks like a big, you know, jar of candy, the tree. Truly, I think people think of candy when they think of the all the colors. All right, so how do you decorate your tree? Is it the small white lights, the big flammable lights from the 70s, the big huge bulbs, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree bulbs, or do you go multicolored blinking? 855-40-LAURA. I want you to explain why. And yes, the Mueller probe is important, but really, when you think about it, isn't this more important?
I wonder how many Elmos did they kill to make those?
I never knew how dishonest the media was.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Aging is inevitable, ladies and gentlemen, and in the past, it's been the jawline and the chin that gives your age away. Well, it doesn't have to be the case anymore. Introducing the brand-new Genucel Jawline Treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. It's Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens your skin along your jawline, but it plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define the jawline just within minutes. Using peptides and metal lactones together for the first time, it works amazingly quick, and the results get better every day. No one else has this technology, so say hello to that tighter chin right now.
And for the holidays, it's yours free when you order Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness.
And for fast results, Genucel's immediate effects is also free. Call them at 800-480-5206 or go to Genucel.com. Imagine your skin being tighter around your chin. Imagine it happening in about a week. You don't have to imagine anymore. This is guaranteed or your money back. Call or click right now. 800-480-5206. Or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 15th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh handmade balsam wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. Sponsor a veteran's wreath today. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on the 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. We got to play some Christmas music, Jamesy. We don't need to do Bono. Is that a Christmas song? I don't think so.
If you're drunk.
We want light. Christmas lights. We don't care about Bono trying to rock out at age... That's an old song, obviously, but we like him. But let's go to Carol in Texas, line two. Carol.
Hi, Laura. When I was a kid, the white lights were combined with the colored lights, and you put the white light in the star on the top, right? And now they separate them, so you have to add both streams to the tree.
So that, what should you do? Do you still do the combo?
I do like both. I do the combo. Also, important point, we ought to give all that Lutheran and Catholic money to establish missions in these countries.
Home countries.
Yep.
Great point. That's a great point. Why are we making it easier for people to break our laws and settle here permanently, who then we have to say we need to give them amnesty?
Well, I mean, Carol makes a great point. When you're talking $100 million being given to these churches...
Imagine
these,
what you could do with that.
These churches have networks and infrastructure in the home country.
Right.
Build missions, build education resources, build schools and vo-tech schools
right.
to teach people a trade so they can live in their own country. Many of them always, even in the, when they come here, how do they refer to home? My country.
My country.
My country. So their heart is still in their country naturally. People want to be in their home country. So that's a great point. Use that money to build missions, to build education apparatus and institutions in those countries so that you can rebuild places like Honduras and Venezuela that, frankly, are falling apart. They need the best and the brightest. They don't need to come here and be sucked up by the United States and changed in horrible ways.
Yeah, well... Let's go to Chris in Missouri on line four. Which colored lights do you use on your tree and why? Chris.
I use the white ones. I think they look elegant. I'm 52 years old now, and I think they're beautiful. We use the colored lights outside and on the smaller trees in the house, but the big trees in the house are all white.
Yeah, and you do get the sense that that will be a point of criticism, right, in this culture where everything is seen through a racial lens. Every decision you make is... Paula, thank you. I appreciate that. Chris, thank you. Let's go to Dave Main real quick. Dave, line one, 15 seconds.
Pick up the phone. Want to check if that's better?
Oh, that really? Dave said his in-laws use white lights. Oh. Yeah, well, I think that's the sense. That's a sense of maybe you go to the colored lights at that point. Raymond, what do you use?
We have a mix. We have colored lights and white lights.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia, I have nerve damage and fatigue, I have thalassemia, I'm hypoglycemic, so my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it, but starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month, I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy, very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
For over 45 years, the Original Clydes TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clydes TV. Clydes has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clydes' knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Whenever you call me.
Every time you go online or use public Wi-Fi, you're putting personal information in danger. All it takes is one time, and a hacker could have enough info on you to steal your identity. And what happens? Well, they infiltrate your internet traffic, and then hackers can open bank accounts in your name. They can access your emails and destroy your credit for years. And that's why I decided to take back my privacy by using ExpressVPN. Now, ExpressVPN has these easy-to-use apps. They run seamlessly in the background on my computer, my phone, my tablet, and turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. So if you ever use public Wi-Fi, you want to keep the hackers and spies from seeing your data, ExpressVPN is the solution. And if you don't want to hand over your online history to your internet provider or data resellers, ExpressVPN is the answer, my friend. So protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free. All you need to do is go to expressvpn.com/Laura. That's expressvpn.com/Laura. For 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Laura to learn more.
The New York Times reporting overnight that Paul Manafort's lawyer repeatedly briefed President Trump's lawyers about his client's discussions with Mueller's team after the former Trump campaign chairman already agreed to cooperate with the special counsel.
I suspect they're dangling a pardon in front of Manafort, but the president should understand that even dangling a pardon in front of a witness like Manafort is dangerously close to obstruction of justice.
Pretty much everything is obstruction of justice to the critics of this administration and those who have been fanning the flames of the Mueller, hysteria for the last almost 2 years, if you can believe it. Joining us now is our friend. He's brilliant. We love having him on TV and certainly love watching him on television. Joe DiGenova, who I know has a lot to say about this latest bombshell that, Joe, can you believe lawyers talk to each other? Isn't this amazing?
Yeah, well, I love the artificial coverage of this, making something out of nothing. Lawyers talk to each other all the time. They have joint defense agreements all the time in civil and criminal cases. These conversations between the Manafort team and the president's team are perfectly proper. You'll notice no one in the Post, they ran this silly sentence. Nothing involved here was against the law. Not only was it not against the law, if you didn't do it, it would be legal malpractice not to have joint defense agreements. And what's going on here by Mueller is actually quite interesting, Laura. I have regrettably reached the conclusion that Mueller has to be fired. Mm-hmm. He has to be fired now, not by the president of the United States, but by a quickly installed super lawyer to be the next attorney general of the United States, because what we have going on now is a parallel Justice Department. Mueller is one Justice Department and Whitaker and company are the other. Rod Rosenstein created this monster purposely as part of a plot to bring down the president of the United States. The next attorney general has to bring Mueller in his office, sit down with him and say, when is this going to end? And Mueller's going to say, I have no idea. And at that point, the attorney general says, if you can't tell me, you're fired. He needs to be removed from office now. This is a constitutional disgrace. What they are doing to Manafort and Dr. Jerome Corsi is so outrageous. They are making a mockery of the traditions of the Justice Department. Mueller must go now.
Why? And I did this on the Ingram Angle last night, Joe. I did an entire monologue on why it's imperative.
I watched it. I watched it. It was great.
Thank you. But why is it so? Why is this all taking so long with the Attorney General? Why the president apparently still of the mindset that there's no rush? But with the stuff happening at the border, all these nationwide injunctions that have to be challenged, and we have to have movement against these nationwide injunctions, and obviously everything else that's You know, what's going on?
I think the president has changed his mind. I think he now believes he needs an attorney general yesterday. I believe they have selected someone, it will be an eminence grise, someone who's been confirmed by the Senate at least once for something. It has to be someone who's been confirmed, someone who's older, someone, most importantly, who knows the Justice Department inside and out, and when he or she is named, will send shivers up and down the spines of the career people in that place, which is now a rat hole.
Do you have any idea who it might be?
I do, and I'm not at liberty.
You can't say. I got it.
Nope.
Well, I had some ideas, but I don't know if they were any good ideas. But I don't know. I thought someone like Christie would be good. Chris Christie, Alex Azar, who's of course my old friend from all law clerk days. He's doing a great job at HHS.
Bill Barr was a former attorney general.
They'd all be great.
Those are all great people. All of those people that you've named are fabulous and could very well be on some sort of list. I don't know about any list or anything, but I'll tell you, those three are great names.
Yeah. I just think, again, Whitaker is nothing against Whitaker, but the president just doesn't need another distraction at this point.
No.
And he needs someone who can just move on all of this and also be on television. Joe, one of the things that I hear a lot, you know, when I go across the country, I hear comments from people about who pops on TV, like I love it when you are one of those people that when I travel, people come up to me like, oh, you have such a great group, and I love DeGeneva because he makes me think, he makes me laugh, but you know, it's important, and when we don't have anyone who, except the president, basically, who can go on and make the case as to why all this stuff is ridiculous and why we shouldn't have these nationwide injunctions, then it puts everything on his shoulders all the time. I mean, Sessions was never on TV. Never.
Well, as I say about...
And I like Sessions, but...
Your fans are telling you the right things about what's needed. You must have someone in the Office of Attorney General who can construct a compound sentence. It's not very difficult. It's not very difficult. It's absolutely necessary. Poor Jeff, God bless him. I love him. He was a good man in the wrong job. But he's gone now. We don't have to talk about him anymore.
No.
But the president needs someone now to do exactly what you said, Laura. The messaging from the Attorney General of the United States to immediately rebut the phony allegations made by people like Schiff and that slime bucket, Jerry Nadler, all these creepy, ugly, awful people with so many personal failings and lack of honesty. You need somebody in that job who's been there before, who knows how to run the place, and as I said, is going to send shivers up and down the spines of people in the FBI building across the street and in Maine Justice.
Yeah, it's time to clean it all up and then just lay it all out for the American people, what's at stake, and also be supportive of the president's agenda, which, you know, that would be an added bonus if he actually had
That'd be helpful. Someone actually supported the president
on occasion. Yeah. That would be good. We're talking to Joe DeGeneva here on the Laura Ingraham Show. Joe, speaking of Jerome Corsi, again, most people listening across the country, they're busy with other things. They generally kind of know Mueller's looking into Russian meddling and whether there's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Then they hear about this Jerome Corsi, who's a 72-year-old conservative writer. He's, you know, helped run websites. He's written a lot of books. And then he kind of pops up in the news as someone who, oh, he lied in questioning, and now we've offered him a deal, and he won't take it, and he's kind of fighting with Roger Stone about things. Well, Tucker asked him a series of questions last night about Russia itself, and this was one of them.
Have you ever had contact with Russian intelligence or knowingly subverted the interests of your own country?
Absolutely not. I've been a loyal American. I have no contact with Russian intelligence. I have no business interests in Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. I've never been to Russia.
this is like how stupid this whole thing is. Never been to Russia. I ordered a white Russian once, but that's about it. Went to the Russian tea room a couple times, but.
Well, I think the Jerome Corsi case matter is an example of the abuse of power that Mueller is now engaged in. His investigation is a complete failure, complete and utter failure, totally unproductive in the area were the evil Rod Rosenstein gave him this unfettered, ridiculous jurisdiction where no crime had been committed. We've now set the law on its head. Mr. Mueller was appointed not to investigate a crime, but to investigate a person, the President of the United States, deconstruct the President's life and his family's life and his friends' lives, and try to find a crime. These process crimes, which are being threatened against Manafort and Dr. Corsi, are a disgraceful abuse of prosecutorial power, no doubt inspired by Andrew Weissman, the most corrupt, politically and ethically challenged person ever to work at the Justice Department. It is simply unacceptable to be doing to Dr. Corsi what Mueller is doing. This is a disgrace.
No, Joe, I raised this last night, and in part, you know, it's wishful thinking on my part, I'm sure, but is there any way to consider sanctioning certain members of the Mueller team? And who would do that? It would have to be Rosenstein right now?
Well, Rosenstein has been removed from supervising the Mueller investigation. That's now in the hands of Whitaker.
Whitaker has it now. Hmm.
Yeah, Whitaker won't do anything because he's a temporary placeholder. Mm-hmm. I do think that the person who should be sanctioned first is Rosenstein, because his conflicts of interest are so brazen, so obvious, so palpable, that he can't – the fact that he can even be in that building at this point, given the fact that he was part of a plot to have the 25th Amendment applied to the President of the United States. By the way, people may not know this, but James Baker, the former general counsel of the FBI,
yep,
testified under oath a month ago that he was informed by Strzok, Page, McCabe, and a bunch of other people that there was a gigantic fight between all of those people and Rod Rosenstein after Comey was fired, because all of those people in the Bureau were Comey people, and they were absolutely furious at Rosenstein for recommending the firing of Comey. And when Comey was fired, Rosenstein and Strzok and Page and McCabe had a huge fight in Rosenstein's office, and Rosenstein said, look, don't get excited. I'm going to appoint a special counsel, and it's going to be Bob Mueller. And the people in the room all heaved a sigh of relief because they knew that if Mueller was appointed, nothing involving the coup d'etat would ever be investigated.
Yes, and it all makes sense, because when we see in the FISA applications that material facts were omitted and were never included, and they would say, well, we put it in the footnote. Oh, you know, a political adversary may have been involved in the assemblage of this dossier. No, it was Hillary Clinton. I mean, the fact that the FISA judges themselves haven't kicked up a fuss about this and themselves acted, in some way followed some protocol that would slap back at these Justice Department attorneys. I mean, what could the FISA judges themselves do, Joe, if they had a pair?
It's a very, very interesting. This is very important, what you've just raised, Laura. Actually, behind the scenes, certain things have happened. Just let me briefly tell you what I know.
Mm-hmm.
On April 26, 2017, Judge Rosemary Collyer, the chief judge of the FISA court, issued a 99-page ruling, most of which is completely redacted because it's all about classified information. But in that ruling, the parts that have not been taken out, she found continuing and persistent violations of the law by the FBI, the National Security Agency, by releasing to private contractors of the FBI NSA intercept data about American citizens. This has been ignored by the press and by people. Not only that, the person who was in charge of filing all the FISAs and supervising the illegal activity that she criticized, Carlin, who was the head of the National Security Division under Loretta Lynch, resigned immediately after that opinion was issued so that he could not be interviewed by the Inspector General. This is that the court has done almost all it can without actually having a trial and having, basically sanctions proceedings. But this is fascinating stuff. The guy who's the hero in all of this, is the now retired head of the National Security Agency, Admiral Mike Rogers. He's the one who went to Collier on his own without telling anybody in the Justice Department and the FBI, and he told her in a meeting, in a proceeding, on the record, that there was huge violations of federal criminal law by the FBI and the DOJ, and that's why she wrote her opinion. Mike Rogers, when they found out, when Lynch and Comey found out that Rogers had done this, and Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, his name has never come up in any of this, Carter called the president, along with James Clapper, and demanded that Rogers be fired as the head of NSA for going to the court. And Obama, to his credit, said, "Are you crazy? You think I'm going to fire Rogers now?" So This is part of the scandal that no one knows about. And this guy, Mike Rogers, he is all, by the way, all the villains in all of these stories are lawyers. The only hero in the whole bunch is a military officer, Admiral Mike Rogers.
Mm. So when you're just going back to this, the opinion came out in April 2017, but you're saying that the head of the National Security Division under Obama was still there? And I'm confused about that.
I apologize. I'm sorry. It was 2016.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I've got to get this date right. The bottom line is this. Carlin was still the Assistant Attorney General for Criminal. So it would be, you know, who knows? But the bottom line is this. That opinion is online. You just get it. You FISA court opinion on Rosemary Collier, and bingo, it pops up. There's like 50 places you can get it.
Okay. And well, you know, this is why we also need an attorney general. We need a new attorney. All of this stuff, this shouldn't go by the wayside. All of this should be prosecuted, investigated, and whatever can be done to these individuals still should be done, because you cannot get away with this kind of stuff and think the American people are going to, you know, just say, okay, the rule of law, let's all be accountable. Nobody's accountable, apparently. If you're connected to the Obama administration, you get away with anything. Look at what happened with Hillary. Joe DiGenova, you gave us a lot to chew on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us here on your Healthy Radio Addiction.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Your data is everywhere. Data breaches, Facebook breaches, big companies mining and sharing your information. These are legitimate companies putting you at risk. And now you add in all the crooks and scammers, and the risk of ID theft is insane. Look, the best way that you can protect yourself and your family is relying on what I rely on, which is My ID Care for your ID protection. They're the best in the business, with plans starting at less than $10 a month. And only MyIDCare.com offers a 100% money-back recovery guarantee. You can sign up at MyIDCare.com/Laura because MyIDCare has taken care of Fortune 500 companies for years, but now they'll take care of you. My listeners also get 15% off at MyIDCare.com/Laura. Learn more and let MyIDCare take care of you. That's MyIDCare.com/Laura and enter the promo code Laura. MyIDCare.com/Laura. Promo code Laura.
When my cardiologist told me I needed to take a statin drug to lower my cholesterol, he also told me that it can lower my natural levels of CoQ10. He told me to take Qnol. It has the number one cardiologist recommended form of CoQ10, a very important nutrient for a healthy heart and healthy blood pressure levels. Qnol, with three times better absorption, has the number one cardiologist recommended form of CoQ10. Take Qnol, the better CoQ10.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck.